This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Gene sequencing for breast cancer now available in Nepal, cutting costs and delays. National Public Health Laboratory to manage testing. More than 1.14 million foreign tourists visit Nepal in 2024. Government plans for international promotion and digital marketing to increase the number of foreign tourists. National Campaign for Child Marriage-Free Nepal launched. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli signs resolution to make the country child marriage-free nation. And United Nations says Israeli attacks pushing Gaza healthcare towards total collapse. Now, the news in detail. Today marks the start of the year 2025 AD. January 1st is celebrated worldwide as the first day of the Gregorian calendar, with fanfare and greetings being exchanged among family members, relatives, friends and colleagues. Nepali people celebrate the Gregorian New Year along with Baisakh 1st, which is the official calendar and the start of the Bikram Samvat New Year. January 1st is also grandly celebrated as Nepali Cap Day or the Topi Divas. The Nepali Cap Day is marked as a campaign demanding that the Nepali Dhaka Cap and Bhadgauli Cap, the typical Nepali caps, as the national identity markers. The Daura Surwal and Topi and Gunyo Cholo have been the typical Nepali identity for centuries. Previously unavailable in Nepal, gene sequencing for breast cancer is now offered at the National Public Health Laboratory. Previously, samples had to be sent abroad for testing, but following a directive from the Ministry of Health, the laboratory has successfully implemented local testing. Now, samples from across the country can be tested at the lab, reducing cost and time. Testing, which previously cost up to 60,000 rupees in India, will now be available for 30,000 rupees in Nepal. According to the director of the National Public Health Laboratory, Ranjan Raj Bhatta, the test helps detect genetic predispositions to breast cancer, enabling early treatment and potentially saving lives. Additionally, the laboratory plans to add 4 more cancer-related tests in the near future. More than 1.14 million foreign tourists visited Nepal in 2024. According to Nepal Tourism Board, board data as of the last morning, a total of 1,147,024 tourists entered Nepal in 1 year. This is the first year Nepal welcomed the highest number of tourists after the COVID-19 pandemic. Director of the board, Maniraj Lamichhane, said that an average of 3,000 tourists enter Nepal every day. The arrival of tourists had increased by more than 14% in 2024 as compared to 2023. As per the past 26 months data from the United Nations World Tourism Organization, Nepal's post-COVID tourism has revived by 96%. Meanwhile, in his address to the 26th anniversary celebrations of the Nepal Tourism Board in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Pandey said the government is preparing to introduce a new tourism policy aimed at the overall development of the sector. Minister Pandey also stated that the government is preparing for international promotion and effective digital marketing to increase the number of foreign tourists. On the occasion, Minister Pandey announced that the tourism decade will be launched on the first day of 2025 with the goal of attracting more tourists to Nepal. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has signed a resolution to make the country child marriage-free nation by launching a campaign against it. During a meeting with campaigners at the official residence of the Prime Minister in Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli wished for the success of the national campaign for child marriage-free Nepal. The campaign has been launched since yesterday under the leadership of the National Child Welfare Council. President Ramchandra Paudil has appointed Harkaraj Rai as the Secretary of the House of Representatives. According to the Office of the President, on the recommendation of Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devaraj Ghimire, the head of the state, Paudil, appointed Rai, a resident of Shiva Sataksi Municipality 2 in Japa, to the post. The Madhya's provincial government is set to offer scholarships to more than 600 girls in the province to enhance access to higher education for those from marginalized and disadvantaged communities. Acting director of the Madhya's province education directorate, Thulubabu Dahal, said scholarships will be provided in two categories, 25,000 rupees for students in general stream and 25,000 rupees for those in the technical stream. Meanwhile, the Madhya's provincial government has also decided to provide health insurance to families of martyrs from the Madhya's movement and the armed conflict. Politicians have said that idea of national reconciliation policy propounded by the first elected Prime Minister of Nepal, B.P. Koirala, is equally relevant and contextual even in the present time. At a program organized at BP Museum in Sundarizal on the occasion of the 48th National Reconciliation Day yesterday, Nepali Congress leaders and intellectuals said the BP made unsurmountable contributions to the nation's democratic movement by returning to the homeland for the country and people at the cost of his life. The Nepal Oil Corporation has revised the price of petroleum products. According to the decision made by the NOC's Board of Directors, the price of petrol has been raised by 1 rupees per litre, while the diesel has been raised by 2 rupees per litre. With this adjustment, petrol now costs rupees 163 rupees per litre and diesel 153 rupees per litre in the Kathmandu Valley. However, the price of cooking gas has remained unchanged. The adjustment in the price of petroleum products was based on the new tariff provided by the Indian Oil Corporation. The Nepal Electricity Authority is set to provide the electricity required for the construction of roads under the Kathmandu-Tarai-Madhes fast track in Mandu-Maltabesi of Bhimphedi Rural Municipality 8 and Sisneri-Kogate area of Indra Sarovar Rural Municipality 3 in Makwanpur through alternative arrangements. The authority is making alternative arrangements to ensure that the construction of bridges, gallery tunnels, tunnels and other structures in Mandu-Maltabesi and Sisneri-Kogate area of the fast track is not affected due to lack of electricity. The fast track will require about 12 megawatts of electricity. Construction is being done in 4 packages in the area. Executive Chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, has stressed the need for aligning PSB with both national needs and international standards. During an orientation program held at Singhadarbar yesterday, Chair Dr. Bista emphasized concentrating on the selection of program content to meet the motto of public service broadcasting. Likewise, Acting Chief Administrative Officer of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Bishnuram Nyopane, urged all staff members to collaborate effectively to make broadcasting more people-centric. Communications expert Raghu Mainali provided insights into the ways to create citizen-centric content for public service broadcasting. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. The United Nations Human Rights Office says Israeli attacks on and around hospitals have pushed Gaza's healthcare system to the brink of total collapse and raised serious concerns about war crimes and crimes against humanity. A new report describes a pattern in which Israeli forces struck, besieged and forcibly evacuated hospitals, leading to patients dying or being killed. It comes days after the last functioning hospital in besieged northern Gaza was raided by the Israeli military, which said it was being used as a Hamas command center. Israel launched a campaign to destroy Hamas in response to groups' unprecedented attack on southern Israel on 7th October 2023, in which about 1,200 people were killed and 251 others were taken hostage. According to Hamas-run health ministry, more than 45,500 people have been killed and 108,300 injured in Gaza since then. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Currently, according to the division, fog has also occurred in the hilly areas of Gandaki province and many places in the Tarai region. The division has urged all concerned to remain alert as fog is likely to occur at many places in the Tarai and Kathmandu Valley tomorrow morning as well. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature recorded in Kathmandu Valley was 6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature recorded was 19.7 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Gene sequencing for breast cancer now available in Nepal, cutting cost and delays. National Public Health Laboratory to manage testing. More than 1.14 million foreign tourists visit Nepal in 2024. Government plans for international promotion and digital marketing to increase the number of foreign tourists. National Campaign for Child Marriage Free Nepal launched. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli signs resolution to make the child marriage free nation. And United Nations says Israeli attacks pushing Gaza healthcare towards total collapse. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.